Chapter 23.
1. And it happened many days after Yahweh had given rest to Israel from all their enemies all around, that Joshua was old, going on in days. 2. And Joshua called for all Israel, for its elders, and for its heads, and for its judges, and for its officers, and said to them, I have become old, I have gone on in days. Joshua 3. And you have seen all that Yahweh your Elohim has done to all these nations because of you, for Yahweh your Elohim was he who was fighting for you. 4. Behold, I have caused to fall to you these nations that are left to be an inheritance for your tribes, from Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, as far as the great sea, toward the setting of the sun. 5. And Yahweh your Elohim, he will thrust them out from before you, and will expel them from before you, and you shall possess their land, as Yahweh your Elohim has spoken to you. 6. And you shall be very strong to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, so as not to turn aside from it to the right or to the left. 7. So as not to go in among these nations, these who are left with you, and that you do not give glory to the name of their gods, nor shall you swear, nor shall you serve them, nor shall you bow yourselves to them. 8. But you shall cling to Yahweh your Elohim, as you have done until today. 9. And Yahweh has expelled from before you great and mighty nations. And as for you, no one has stood before you until today. 10. One man of you shall pursue 1,000, for Yahweh your Elohim is he who is fighting for you, as he has spoken to you. 11. And you shall be very watchful for yourselves to love Yahweh your Elohim. 12. But if you at all turn away and cleave to the remnant of the nations, of those who are left to you, and intermarry with them, and go into them, and they to you. 13. Know certainly that Yahweh your Elohim shall not continue to expel these nations from before you, and they shall be snares and traps to you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off of this good land which Yahweh your Elohim has given you. 14. And, behold, today I am going in the way of all the earth, and you know with all your heart and with all your soul that there has not failed one thing of all the good things which Yahweh your Elohim has spoken concerning you. All of it has come to you, there has not one thing failed of it. 15. And it shall be, as every good thing which Yahweh your Elohim has spoken to you comes to you, so shall Yahweh bring on you every evil thing, until he destroys you from off this good land which Yahweh your Elohim has given to you. 16. When you transgress the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim which he commanded you, and when you have gone and served other gods, and have bowed yourselves to them, then the anger of Yahweh shall glow against you, and you shall perish quickly from off the good land which he has given to you.
Chapter 24.
1. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for its heads, and for its judges, and for its officers. And they placed themselves before Elohim. 2. And Joshua said to all the people, So says Yahweh the Elohim of Israel, Your fathers have in the past lived beyond the river and they served other gods. 3. And I took your father Abraham from beyond the river, and caused him to go through all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave Isaac to him. 4. And I gave Jacob and Esau to Isaac. And I gave Mount Seir to Esau, to possess it. And Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. 5. And I sent Moses and Aaron and plagued Egypt, as I did in its midst. And afterward I brought you out. 6. And I brought your fathers out from Egypt, and you went into the sea. And the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and with horsemen, into the Red Sea. 7. And they cried to Yahweh, and he set thick darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea on them, and covered them. And your eyes saw that which I have done in Egypt. And you lived in the wilderness many days. 8. And I brought you into the land of the Amorite who lived beyond the Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, and you possessed their land. And I destroyed them before you. 9. And Balak the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, rose up and fought against Israel, and sent and called for Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. 10. And I was not willing to listen to Balaam, and he greatly blessed you. And I delivered you out of his hand. 11. And you crossed over the Jordan and came to Jericho. And the masters of Jericho fought against you, the Amorite and the Perizzite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Girgashite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I gave them into your hand. 12. And I sent the hornet before you, and it cast them out before you, two kings of the Amorites, not by the sword nor by your bow. 13. And I have given you a land for which you have not labored, and cities which you have not built, and you live in them. You are eating of vineyards and olive yards which you did not plant. 14. Now, then, fear Yahweh, and serve Him in sincerity and truth, and turn away from the gods which your fathers served beyond the river, and in Egypt, and you serve Yahweh. 15. And if it seems evil in your eyes to serve Yahweh, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods whom your fathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. 16. And the people replied and said, Far be it from us to forsake Yahweh, to serve other gods. 17. For Yahweh our Elohim is He who has brought us and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves, and who has done these great signs before our eyes, and has preserved us in all the way in which we have gone, and among all the people through whom we have passed. 18. And Yahweh has cast out all the peoples, even the Amorite inhabiting the land before us. We also will serve Yahweh, for they are a holy Elohim. 19. And Joshua said to the people, You cannot serve Yahweh, for He is a holy Elohim, He is a jealous El. He will not lift up from you your transgressions or your sins. 20. When you forsake Yahweh, and shall serve strange gods, then He will turn away and do evil to you, and consume you, after He has done good to you. 21. And the people said to Joshua, No, but we will serve Yahweh. 22. And Joshua said to the people, You were witnesses against yourselves, that you have chosen Yahweh for yourselves, to serve Him. 23. And now turn away from the strange gods among you, and incline your heart to Yahweh the Elohim of Israel. 24. And the people said to Joshua, We will serve Yahweh our Elohim, and we will listen to His voice. 25. And Joshua cut the covenant with the people on that day, and laid on them a law and a statute in Shechem. 26. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the Torah of Elohim, and took a great stone and raised it up there under the oak by the sanctuary of Yahweh. 27. And Joshua said to all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard all the sayings of Yahweh which He has spoken with us. And it shall be against you for a witness, that you not lie against your Elohim. 28. And Joshua sent the people away, each to his inheritance. 29. And it happened after these things, the servant of Yahweh, Joshua the son of Nun, died, being a son of 110. 30. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance, in Timnath-serah, which is in the hills of Ephraim, on the north of the hill of Gush. 31. And Israel served Yahweh all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders whose days were prolonged after Joshua, and who knew all the work of Yahweh which He did to Israel. 32. And the bones of Joseph which the sons of Israel brought up out of Egypt, they buried in Shechem, in the portion of the field which Jacob bought from the sons of Hamor the father of Shechem, for a book of Joshua.